33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. The mandate for every football coach is the same. Win. The new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals is no different. Here he is being introduced by the team's president, Michael Bidwell.
I would like to introduce our new head coach, Cliff Kingsbury.
Now, Cliff Kingsbury, that's a name that's familiar to many Texans, including our own Michael Marks. Hey there, Michael.
Hey, David.
So Kingsbury's story is a little bit of a fairy tale, it seems. He was a star quarterback at New Braunfels High School, rewrote the record books at Texas Tech, and once his playing days were over, he became the Red Raiders head coach in 2012.
Yes, but unfortunately, his tenure at Tech did not have a fairy tale ending. Mm. The Red Raiders were successful in their first year, but then they posted 27 wins against 35 losses over the next five seasons. Kingsbury's still a beloved figure in Lubbock, but the team's performance was bad enough to get him fired in November.
But there's a disconnect here. I mean, if you can't win in Lubbock, then how are you going to win in the pros? I mean, this is the Arizona Cardinals that's hired him. I mean, the National Football League we're talking about here.
This is the question that lots of people have asked, David. And from where we sit on the outside, it's reasonable to wonder how failure in Texas college football
right.
will translate to success in the NFL.
Indeed.
So what I did is I reached out to people who have been on the inside, including this guy.
It's not always just as easy in black and white.
Now, who's that?
That's Michael Hugh. He's an attorney who worked in the NFL for 30 years, including as the general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm. So he's got experience hiring head coaches.
And we should say choosing a head coach is no small matter for an NFL team. I mean, you're committing a lot of money to the main football mind in a multi-million-dollar football business.
That's right. Teams don't just make these choices willy-nilly. Mm. It's typically a methodical, calculated process. But according to Hugh, it's also one that can be prone to fads.
Well, it's a copycat industry. So there's 32 flavors like Baskin Robbins. And as soon as one sells better than the other, then everybody wants salted caramel or they want, you know, strawberries, whatever's moving the best.
So when you said fads, you really meant it. All right. I kind of see what he's getting at here, that Kingsbury fits into a kind of flavor of the month in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. See, for most of the past 20 years, Texas Tech has been at the forefront of changing how football is played. And Kingsbury has been a part of that as both a player and a coach.
Now say more about that.
So the roots actually go back to Texas high school football. But the basic idea of this philosophy is they wanted to spread players out, go fast, and throw the football.
All right.
Now, this is a philosophy that produced tremendous results in high schools and colleges. But the thought was that you couldn't do it in the pros because NFL defenders just too athletic and the attack might be kind of a gimmick. But just recently, that started to change, largely because of this guy.
Mahomes looks over the middle. Open man, Travis Kelce. Touchdown. Patrick Mahomes with another dime.
That's the CBS play-by-play call of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes throwing a touchdown against the Pittsburgh Steelers this season.
Okay, now wait. Patrick Mahomes, how does he fit into all this?
Mahomes is a former Texas Tech Red Raider, coached by none other than Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay.
He is now widely regarded as one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, even though he's only in his second year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this wasn't seen as necessarily a sure thing, though, when he came into the league. There were a lot of questions about whether a quarterback who came up in Kingsbury's system, remember moving fast,
right.
making lots of seemingly simple passes,
right.
whether that could be successful at this level. But so far, so good. Here's Jay Leeson. He's a Tech fan, and he hosts the Other Side of Texas program. It's based in Lubbock.
So the Chiefs is a must-see on Sundays because it's exactly what we've been watching at Jones Stadium in Lubbock. It's the same offense that we've been watching for all these years.
So pro teams are finding success, basically replicating a version of what Kingsbury and Mahomes did at Lubbock, it sounds like.
It does seem that way. Mahomes might win the Most Valuable Player Award this season, and the Chiefs have a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So lots of teams are looking for a coach who can replicate that success. That's why Hugh, the former GM, said that a guy like Kingsbury is the flavor of the month, even if he didn't have a ton of success at a lower level.
I see.
It is a risk, but it's one that Leeson thinks might pay off.
Now, this may sound crazy, but in the NFL, it's being defined more and more by Patrick Mahomes, by guys that were 1 degree separate of Cliff Kingsbury. I'm not going to be surprised if he does well.
This, I suppose you could say, is a bit of an experiment then, right? See if this kind of football can actually keep working in the pros.
Yeah, it's a big bet, and not every NFL observer is convinced it will work. But if the Cardinals start winning, you will see more guys like Kingsbury headed to the pros.
And you can be sure that the Texas Standard's Michael Marks will be keeping us up to date. Thanks so much for getting us up to speed, Michael.
Sure thing, David.